This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Turn around like.
All right, we're going to. I don't know. I have no line of vision with my producer right now, so I have no idea what's going on. But we're trying to get Frank Cusimano on from KSDK. We got Kilmeade coming up on a rare Friday appearance. Brian could not join us yesterday, and I was off on Wednesday, so he's carved out some time. And again, he's coming to the factory on the 22nd of March. That's a Saturday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have the whole team from 97.1 FM Talk out there. I will have one more pair of tickets to give away. These are hot tickets. They really are. Very likely to sell out soon. I don't think there's any doubt it's going to sell out, but it may sell out very, very quickly. But I have one more pair of tickets to give away, and we'll do that after we visit with Brian at 5:07. And then Tim Summer is going to talk Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations in the next hour. Cusimano's here from KSDK. He will talk a bunch of different sports, and I guess maybe we can start with baseball because spring training's underway. How are you, Frank?
Yes, it is, and it's going to be one of the strangest Cardinal spring trainings I can ever remember, in that they have this future Hall of Famer third baseman named Nolan Arenado that they really don't want on the team this year. He's going to show up, and I don't know how it's going to unfold, but he's going to be there, and they're a better team with him, let's face it, but it's odd because they do not want this Hall of Famer to play for them this year because they want to cut salary and start to reset the franchise.
So Nolan's going to be a consummate professional, I'm sure, but that's got to be pretty awkward, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, he's one of the best guys I've interviewed in terms of, like, you know, star power. But I tell you, he's got to be thinking, what the hell did I do when I had a chance to go to the Houston Astros a couple of months ago and be on a team that's won, like, 8 straight divisions? I had a chance to do that, and I said no, and I'm not sure if he's going to find another situation like that. Look, the teams that were involved with Alex Bregman, who ended up with the Red Sox, were the Cubs, and the Cardinals won't deal with the Cubs, and the Tigers, and I'm not sure if that's going to happen either. Now, the Yankees are still out there, but it's a weird situation.
Yeah, I mean, even the quotes from Mo are kind of awkward, right? I mean, I think there's self-awareness that it's going to be kind of weird moving forward. Anything else on the Cardinal front? Because this is at a point where pitchers and catchers have just reported. Obviously, some of the other players roll in early, but the real focus starts this week, correct? Next week, I guess.
Yes, the first full squad workout will be on Monday. But they're all down there. You know, everybody's wealthy. They all live in Florida. They all stay in Jupiter. So they're hitting there all year long.
I was at the Mizzou game on Wednesday night, and while they blew out Oklahoma, they should have probably beat them by 50 because it was such a sloppy game, Frank. I don't know if you got to watch that one. And this team cannot hit free throws, so I'm happy with the victory, and hopefully they can get one on the road in Georgia tomorrow because, as Jane knows, Roll Tide comes in next week. And on that topic, we got a big game between Auburn and Alabama. But Mizzou got it back together, just a sloppy game the other night.
Yeah, but still won by 24 points, which is pretty amazing. And here's the thing, too. If they're going to face this Georgia team, and I was just looking at this about 20 minutes ago, They've lost 9 games, and 8 of them are to top 25 opponents. And Georgia beat St. John's. And they beat Rick Pitino, who's the best coach on the planet Earth, and I'll fight to the end to anybody who wants to argue with me about it. But and they beat Kentucky, too. So they have great victories. So this is going to be no day at the park tomorrow. I mean, don't be confused by Georgia's 4-8 SEC record. It's just the best conference of all time.
Absolutely. I'm nervous about all these road games. And the thing is that because you lost to A&M last Saturday, you kind of have to not lose on the road tomorrow. I mean, obviously, if they lose, it's not the worst thing. But you're playing for seeding, and you want to finish strong here, and especially with Alabama coming in next weekend, I'd like to see a victory. Now, on the SLU front, that was kind of a tough loss the other night. Now, I still think that kid was out of bounds in regulation. It should have been called for that. They hit a miracle buzzer to put it into overtime, but then everybody kind of ran out of gas, Frank.
Yeah, they just had a terrible overtime where they just couldn't score. But the encouraging thing is that Robbie Avila, who's been involved in this, who's had a slump for like 4 or 5 games, busted out. I mean, he had 27 points. He looked like the guy they're paying a lot of money to and who drains threes like no center in America, who passes the ball like no center in America. So that's a good sign. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter what they do the rest of the regular season. They have to win the conference tournament to get in. But I do think with their big three, they could do it. They could win the conference tournament.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how about Team USA and maybe more importantly, Team St. Louis,
Kachuk.
Team Kachuk?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What, that is so cool for our town. For in the Four Nations face-off, USA beats Finland last night 6-1, and they combine for points, 2 goals apiece for Brady and Matthew. What a cool thing. You know, it's the first time they've ever played together as professionals. So I just love seeing the Chaminade kids do it.
And they're off, and that makes the Blues and the NHLs off for another week or so?
Yes, the Blues will begin practicing on the 18th, and then they'll play on that Saturday of next week, I believe.
All right, what's coming up on Sunday night?
Well, we're going to interview, I think, one of the most fascinating basketball figures in the history of St. Louis. His name is Drew Hanlon. This 5'11" guard from Webster Groves is now the trainer to the stars. Giannis, Tatum, Beal, Embiid, Hero. He works for like 10 NBA All-Stars. He's worked with NBA players who've amassed over $4 billion in salary. They all go to him. They all swear by him. And he's written a book, and we're going to tell his story Sunday night.
I love stories like that. That's really interesting. Awesome. All right, listen, have a great weekend. We'll see if we can get a victory tomorrow in Georgia, and we'll talk on Monday after. Actually, you know what? I lied. It's a holiday. Maybe we'll talk on Tuesday afternoon. I don't know if you're off, but I'm taking my damn holiday, President's Day, on Monday, Frank. So we'll talk Tuesday.
Sounds great.
All right, take care. Yeah, we have, you know, I wouldn't want to not take a holiday off the company that's
giving
it to us.
No.
Why
yes.
would you want to do that?
No.
But it should be a good sports weekend. So where are you camping out for Auburn in Alabama? For people who don't know, Jane is partially Roll Tide because her daughter works for the athletic department and goes to Alabama.
And actually is the lead student for men's basketball.
Yeah.
So that's a big, so she's really gearing up for this game. So, I mean, we'll just sit there. I love basketball, period, but just watching for her on ESPN.
Is this game, is it in Tuscaloosa?
It's in Tuscaloosa, which is a big help. And I will tell you, I'm more worried about Mizzou because this is going to be a big game. Auburn, Alabama is going to be a huge game no matter what.
1-2.
And they are going to be tired. I mean, they do have trouble after big games. So coming to Mizzou is not. And I may be a minority.
Well, I'm going to root for Alabama because then, you know, maybe not as, you know,
right.
how this is. You play the odds and you think, okay, maybe they have a better chance than next Wednesday.
I think they do because Alabama has shown that. So
enjoy the weekend.
We'll see.
I'll say Roll Tide just because I'm selfish, and we'll talk next week. We'll see you on the roundtable next week. We have Tim Summer and also Brian Kilmeade coming up. Tickets to Kilmeade as well.
Yeah. Get more at 971talk.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.